Howard Leverett is always kind enough to give us some time as an employment lawyer, specifically for you when it comes to work in this COVID-19 environment. So many people have questions about being laid off, being called back. How does it involve the CERB? What about my brother? What about my sister? What about my students? If you have questions in regards to employment right now, Howard has the answers. 855-633-1010. And we're only going to have Howard for about the next 10 minutes, so make sure you call now. 855-633-1010. Howard, welcome in. How are you tonight?
John, I am great. I'm still at the office, so there you go.
And still going. Well, I wanted to ask you about this story. It didn't happen in Canada, but it could have. A woman is filing a lawsuit against her employer because they say she was fired because she was repeatedly told to keep her children quiet during work calls. She was a single mom working remotely because of COVID-19. She has no child care. She's got a 4-year-old and 1-year-old. Work knew all about it. But her boss just kept saying, look, the kids during the business calls, it's not professional. And she says, look, at the end of the day, it was like they were harassing me about it. So her lawyer is got 7 claims, gender discrimination, retaliation, and wrongful termination. Obviously, this is a situation that she didn't intend to be in, but the business didn't intend to be in it either. How does a situation like this get worked out?
Well, you can't fire an employee because of family status and family care issues in Canada. It's a violation of the Human Rights Code. But what you could do as an employer is say, if it really was disruptive to everybody on the call, the calls were not being productive because of your kids shrieking in the background on a routine and repeated basis, they could say, I can't have you working, so I'm going to be laying you off for this period of time, but when you get child care, I will take you back. And they wouldn't have to pay her for that period of time. That would be the law here if it was genuinely disruptive.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good to know.
Fire.
Good to know. 855-633-1010. Mike brings us in here. Howard, Mike has a question about his T4 slip. What's your question, Mike?
Hi, thank you. I heard that the CRA will have changes made for next year's T4 slips regarding monthly income. And I'm just wondering, are you aware of this and what it will look like?
How the T4 slip is going to change for next year? No, I don't know. I presume income will still be shown on the T4 as before. Whether it's going to have a different format, I don't know, and I don't think it would make a bit of difference to anybody.
I heard that there will be like a new section that will show monthly income. So that will be make apparent whether people are earning over the $1,000 limit.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So the employer is going to have to designate how much money they're making to catch fraudsters. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, all right. I've heard that, but it makes a lot of sense. It's an easy way of catching cheaters. Then you compare them to those who are claiming CRB during those period of months, and maybe employees who know that will happen will then stop collecting it and offer to pay it back before they're caught and maybe charged with fraud.
Yeah.
Mike, appreciate your question and your call. I love everything about that idea.
If they're not doing it, I hope they are doing it.
Well, I was going to say, I'm actually shocked that the government would have came up with that one. It's such a good idea, but I guess we'll find out.
Maybe they'll hear about it from this radio station, from Mike.
Exactly. Janice is with us. She's got some questions about EI and CERB. Janice, what's your question for Howard?
Yes. Hello, Howard. Thank you for taking my call. In April, my hours used to be 35 hours a week, consistently. Mm-hmm. Not really considered full-time from Ontario. So it was changing to about 20 hours because of what was going on. So I applied for the EI because I had spoke to someone on the phone from CRA, and they said, well, if they drastically go down, then you can apply for EI and you just claim your hours.
And it seems unlikely, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I applied and claimed all my hours that I worked, and they're still around 25 hours. But I just noticed, like last month, that when I go on the CRA, my CRA account, when I go into the EI, it just said one of the reasons was reduced hours. Now they changed it to CERB, so they haven't even, like, I got $2,000 last month, but they didn't take off any monies that I claimed.
Well, let me understand. They shouldn't if you're entitled to CERB. Do you make more than $1,000 in every 4 weeks?
do I make more than $1,000 every 4 weeks?
You make more than $250 a week.
I do my report every second Friday.
My question is, do you, whenever you do your report, I don't care, nor does the government,
yes,
nor does CERB, do you,
yes,
make more than $250 a week now?
No.
You would. Are you sure? You must make more than $1,250 an hour. You work 12 hours a week.
Wait a minute.
So 20 hours a week. 20 hours a week.
Yes.
Well, that's,
yes,
$1,250 an hour. You must make more than $1,250 an hour. You're not eligible for CERB. You shouldn't be getting CERB. You shouldn't be getting anything.
Okay, so...
So keep the money, because they're going to come looking for it.
Yeah,
okay.
or try and give it back to them. You are not entitled to CERB. There's such millions
it
of people
says CERB,
claiming
but I applied
CERB.
For EI.
I know that, so therefore it's not a fraud. That's the good news. But you should not be getting CERB. You're probably not entitled to EI either.
All right, Jenna. Okay. So keep an eye on that, because they might come knocking for that cash. So don't go spending it. Here is it Bernie as a question, or Bern?
How you doing?
Good. What is your question for Howard?
I have a question. If an American company recently bought a Canadian company who's been operating here for a few years, and they're still operating here, but now they have an American owner, do they qualify for that wage subsidy?
Sure, it doesn't matter who the owner of the company is. Yes,
No, it's a corporation in the States that owns the company
in
Canada.
They're operating in Canada, they're entitled to the wage subsidy. That is, look, you as an employee have no right to require them to apply for the wage subsidy, but they could apply if they wish to.
Okay, because they said that because they're American-owned, they don't qualify.
They're not telling you the truth.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Do a little bit of PI investigation, and let's get Carol in here. Carol was laid off because of COVID-19. She's going back to work on Monday. She wants to know, Howard, what does she do about her CERB?
Well, she doesn't apply for it anymore. And if they give it to her, she tries to give it back, and she advises them that she's working again.
And so she lets them know, or the employer? Carol, explain if I got this right.
The employer doesn't even know that she's getting CERB. It's entirely up to Carol to apply for CERB and to then advise him she's no longer entitled to it because she's collecting income. The employer doesn't even know, has no relationship to her application for CERB. So it's not up to the employer, it's up to Carol.
All right, Carol, you got that?
Okay, so I shouldn't be applying at all. I shouldn't let...
Correct.
Yes. So just forget about applying.
It's a fraud if you apply. If you get it, it's improper, so you should send it back, and you should advise them of it immediately so you can show you acted in good faith.
Okay.
So there'll be no other charges against you or interest or penalties.
So I shouldn't even bother to go online and say, I'm now being employed. Just
you absolutely should go online and tell them that.
Oh,
yes.
I should?
Your status has changed. You should advise him your status has changed. You should not be getting money under false pretense. If you told him you're unemployed and now you're employed, you should correct the information that is now changed.
So I should go online and let them know that I'm now working. Okay.
Yes,
and keep
a record of that to prove you did it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP. Howard, I know you've been busy answering questions for us throughout this entire pandemic. I'm sure you must feel like you've heard them all by now.
I think I have, maybe several times each.
Well, that's good. The answers are very helpful for everyone. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, John. Have a good night.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Howard, of course, employment lawyer extraordinaire.